Have you ever felt like a nameless face in the crowd? Let me tell you what you should do with those thoughts.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. Now, here's Craig.
In my daily Bible reading time, I came up to a day that was just genealogies, just lists and lists of names. And I'll be honest with you, I started to speed read. I started to skip over a lot of the names, and then all of a sudden I stopped. So wait a minute, why are these names here? They're here for a reason. They're here on purpose. Now, some of the names on that list, we don't know anything else about them other than they fit into that genealogy. Then I began to think, well, wait a minute, they're here because the Holy Spirit wanted them here. There had been centuries, generations of names that had been preserved orally. The family lines had been recounted again and again, and people knew what they were. And then they were put down in writing. And sometimes hundreds and hundreds of years later, we find the similar genealogy written down in writing again, and they're still preserved there. All of those names are invaluable. They're all irreplaceable. Think about one name missing from that list and the whole chain falls apart. I began to think about my own history. Are there relatives somewhere in my past that maybe I don't know anything about, never had a chance to meet them, that if they were gone, would I still be here? That's doubtful. And then I began to think about people that have come alongside me at different times in my life. They have provided a service for me. They stepped in to help me at a very crucial time in my life. What if one of their relatives was missing? Would that person have been there to help me? Probably not, because the chain would have been broken. You see, God knows exactly what it is that He's doing. There are no extra people. There are no people that He says, well, we could take them or we can leave them. It doesn't really matter. Everyone is here on purpose and they're here for a purpose. Every one of those names, including your name and my name, fits into God's story. In fact, that's how I like to remember the word history, as I like to say all of history is His story. It's all God's story, including you. You are a part of that story. When I was growing up, there was a TV show that was called Cheers. And part of their theme song said this: sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. You may not have that place where you go and everybody knows who you are. But here's what I know for sure. God knows who you are. He created you on purpose. In fact, the Bible says that before you were even conceived in your mother's womb, God not only saw you, but He saw all the days of your life. The Bible tells me that your name is engraved. It's tattooed on God's hand. He sees it all the time. The Bible tells me that God has a purpose for your life, something that He has created just for you to do. And my Bible tells me that when you do those things, you bring God joy because you are a part of His story. Now, the devil loves to whisper to you, tell you that you're really not worth that much. That if you were gone, who would really notice? He might even say the world would be a better place without you in it. But listen to me very carefully. You are indispensable. You are invaluable. You are irreplaceable because God put you here on purpose and for a purpose. So friend, never, ever feel like you somehow don't matter, that your life is really insignificant. It has great value. It has great worth. And I'm glad that you're a part of my story and so many other people's stories as well. Stick around. God's got great things in store for you.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. To pre-order, go to CraigTOwens.com.